Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Well, we have several people in the queue, so we're going to get right to the callers. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We do want to invite our callers and listeners to join us here on Blog Talk Radio as well as our Facebook site. So please do that. And call a number today, 914-338-0164. That's the number to call for those of you who are listening but haven't decided to take the plunge yet. Press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. And what else? 562-596-7818 is the number to call for further conversation. Okay, so we've got 270 here waiting
Hello.
To speak with us. Hello. Hi.
Hi, my name is Joy.
Joy? Hi, Joy. Where are you calling from, Joy?
Kentucky.
Kentucky. Have we spoken with you before?
I believe so.
Okay. It's been a while, probably. I'm not having a fresh memory of you, Joy. And what is your birth date?
August 24th, 1980.
And I wrote down an 8-3, actually, 1980-8-3, and you were born, in fact, in August and in 1980. Okay, 10-15-24. And you're a 32-5. Okay. So what brings you to the show today, Joy?
I live in an apartment with extremely thin walls, and I was hoping to rent a house.
You know, hold on, Joy. It's garbled. We can't hear you too well. So if you could really enunciate and speak right into the receiver. So just start over.
Okay. I live in an apartment with really thin walls, and I was hoping to find a house to rent. I was wanting to know if that would happen soon.
Okay. So it's noisy in your apartment?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. You're
37.
You're going to be 38 this year, so she's not.
Well, no. She's her math.
Oh, yeah.
Karmic number 32.
She's 5 years beyond 32.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Because your master number isn't, your karmic number isn't divisible by 5. You're actually in a situation where there may be a change that occurs because
right.
You're 5 years beyond, which is your master number, the karmic age of 32. So that said.
Okay. So let me ask you something, Joy. This is a side question, but it, in our brain, it's pertaining to something else. Who are the two, if you had to name two men in your life, who would the two men be?
As far as like maybe a dating past?
Anything, dating, brother, father, just two men that you feel are predominant or have been predominant in your life.
I will say Zachary and Cody.
And Cody?
Yes.
And are these men current or are they past?
They're still current.
Okay, now, in terms of those two men, I'm just asking a question. Are any of them generous? This has nothing to do with you moving. I mean, it's nothing to do with monetary moving, but are any of them generous? Do they have money? Or are they kind of down and out and struggling?
Zachary has been generous. That's my father. Like, he helps me out a lot.
Oh, okay. You want to move into a home that you want to rent.
Yes.
Right? I don't know mm-hmm. too much about Kentucky rentals, but I'm guessing, are you in a, just say yes or no, are you in a one bedroom now?
No.
You're in a two bedroom?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a child?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And is the rent there like $700, $800, $900? What's the rent?
I'm actually, the apartment, well, most houses, they want around that. I saw one that was offered to me for $500, but it wasn't, it was bad. And then there was one for $600 that wasn't worth it.
Uh-huh. And you want to move into a home, a rent a home?
Yes.
Are the rentals on the home anywhere from 7 to 9?
They're usually about 5 and up.
You're gonna find a home. You're gonna find a home, and the thing about it is that, well, the two men, one being your father, but then I felt you had a child.
Is Cody the child, or is Cody someone else?
He's someone else, but my child's name is Journey.
Journey.
Mm-hmm. Journey, like going on a journey.
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
And that's a male. Or female?
A female. Female.
It's a female. Okay.
Okay. So.
It's a unisex name, so we can know.
Well, J-O-U-R is French.
Sure.
So is there any, not that you have to be French, but is there any French influence in your life?
No.
No, I didn't think so. But we're just talking about
the origin of words.
The origin of words, and J-O-U-R is French and feminine.
Actually, I wanted to give her a name that was kind of music, so I thought, you're still like a band by the teacher. I thought it was cool at the time.
Well, it's a good name, and it's a theatrical name. And okay, so we aren't going into your daughter's career right now. We'll talk about that later. Yeah, you're going to move into a home. You're going to get a house. If you're calling wondering if there's going to be a house involved in your move, yeah, I think you're going to be able to qualify for a house. I mean, they have to, you know, you're already assuming responsibilities for a $500 apartment. Do you have a steady income? You work, right?
Yes, I do, and I'm prepared to get a second job. It's just finding the right place.
Yeah, yeah, that's going to happen.
What kind of work do you do, Joy?
Production.
Oh.
Production, like, what kind of production?
At Amazon, so order
filling.
Yeah,
filling. Okay. I remember you. So, like, warehouse work.
Yeah.
Yes.
But yeah, you're going to get it. Probably by March, you could actually move in March if you get aggressive.
Okay.
I mean, it's not trying to get the answers from psychics or whatever. Some of this is logical. You're going to get it. And the thing about it, Joy, is that you're going to be pretty much in command of this. The only reason we were asking some psychic questions is just to get a background springboard to feeling comfortable with our conclusions.
Okay,
Joy. Well, keep in touch with us and let us know, okay, how things progress.
Oh, well, thank you both.
Thank you. Good luck.
Thank you.
Okay, we have a caller from 310. Hi there.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Neil and Kristen?
Yes.
Can you hear me? It's Alaska.
Yes, we can.
Okay. I was calling because I kind of, you know, have been putting one foot in front of the other and asking for guidance, and my soul has kind of wrapped everything up where I've left letters for people, and I feel like I have one box that's going to a specific person that I had a, I felt a spiritual connection with, that inspired a lot of my writing. And I wrote a script about twin flames and left a lot of journals and left the research that I did on soul contracts because I was never able to finish that script. But I think that he might take it over. And I kind of had a question. I wanted to see if you saw, I don't know, anything.
So what's
energy.
It's Valeska. Oh. It's Valeska. Hi, by the way, Valeska. What's your question exactly? Are you clear on her question?
Not really.
I mean, no. Yeah, I have, everything is, my soul work has feels like it's done. I've left letters for people with cards and pictures, and all of the writing that I have has been left behind. I've left it for either my cousin or this person that I felt a spiritual connection with. And that's what I'm a little curious about, is the person that I felt the spiritual connection with that I'm leaving some of my writing to.
Okay. Is that, have we talked about this person on the radio show before or not?
No.
Okay. And what is the question like specifically about this person? Are you?
I think maybe I feel that part of my contract and my purpose this lifetime was actually to channel it's almost like Shakespearean love and loss writing for this person, and I feel like he might take the baton and do something with it.
Okay. Do you have a birth date for this person?
Yeah, 9/2/64.
9/2/64. That's interesting. You're calling today because today is the reverse of his month and day. 2/9.
Oh.
It's the 9th of February. He's born on the 2nd of September, which is 9/2. 11 is a 31/4. Are you, I know you're involved with someone romantically right now.
No, that's done. That's
different.
Done, actually.
Oh, you're done?
Oh, yeah, I'm not kidding. It just faded out like everything else has in my life. Everything in my life has wrapped up. I mean, to the point where memberships have, I can't even tell you, everything is wrapped up.
And what's, just out of curiosity, with what's going on with your medical, what progress?
You know, what's weird is I don't feel a calling towards pursuing it. I don't feel, my soul does not feel pulled towards. There's nothing any doctor is going to be able to do to fix me. And I don't want to go through a lawsuit. It feels like a lot of resistance towards, I can barely shower. I haven't eaten in like 2 days. It feels like my body is shutting down. I don't know how else to say that. And it's not a bad thing, though. I think sometimes you just know your contracts are done.
So
and
let
I think
me
that's
ask
also part of.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I think that's part of the purpose of the writings that I've left as well, is to show people that not everybody has to live to 80, and sometimes you came down to have some karmic contracts that you were either supposed to redeem some karma or fix some karma. Or you were supposed to learn forgiveness or letting go. And then once you've learned your lesson, you go home.
Yeah. Well, last question. This person that you have the spiritual connection to, is there any romantic interest in this person or connection on that level?
No. There was at one time my ego wanted it, but
there was.
It became about a spiritual awakening together.
Okay. Well, so your question is, you're wondering if he's going to do something with the writings?
Yes.
And have you given him the writings yet? Or are you waiting to do that until?
We have a lot of mutual friends, and as soon as my soul transitions, I wanted
so
hand the baton over.
So she's waiting to her, she departs the planet to give it to him. I think he'd probably do something with the writings if that happens. But
briefly, Valeska. Your masculine, which is the literary energy, the writing energy, it's fifth chakra, and it's broken up two in your day as a 1-4. This individual is a 4, and together with your 5-4 becomes a 9, which is his month.
And her
your months together become a 9 and a 1, which becomes a 10, which is your month. You have a connection with this person, and that connection is rather strong, in to the extent that what you're really experiencing, that you had a past life with this human being, and that might have been through the energies of past lives and astral realms and such things, that there was a contract already expressed before you even came down to the planet. Now, the idea of you leaving a literary legacy on the planet before your departure, I think, is probably mandatory in regard to your 5.
Right, master number.
And you have a 7-9, so it could be a final, this just journey that you're experiencing in terms of its finalization on this life course could be somewhat wrapping up. And if you're asking whether this individual will do something, you could start to arrange plans with him and get some idea or feel for what he could possibly do as a living human being to maintain and circulate your literature or writing, and to put it in a form that where he could, you could even self-publish it and have the royalties go to him.
I wrote a script based on our experience because there's a lot of past lifetimes there. I literally met him, and it made me turn to God because there was so much energy there that neither one of us could put words to it, and it opened up my spiritual gifts and spiritual awakening. But I've left him a script that I wrote based on our experience, and I've left the rights though to my cousin Maite, because this guy's really successful in entertainment. And he could get it out, but he doesn't need the money or anything like that. And I would like my cousin in Brazil to be able to have an opportunity at life.
So I guess I'm a little confused because you've given the rights to your cousin, but you want this guy to help get, maybe, since he's in entertainment, get it off the ground in terms of have it be
wanted
a televisor, a movie or something. Okay.
Valeska,
I wanted her to get the...
Yeah, Valeska, in terms of you wrapping things up and coming to a comfortable conclusion, you're asking us, well, okay, so along the line of discussion, do you see this person helping me promote this or circulate it or do something because of his position and the fact that there's a mystical connection between us? The answer is yes. He would honor that.
Oh, no. Yeah, that would make me happy because I feel my life purpose was these channeled writings, but I don't feel that I need to be here for them to come out. Actually, I would actually prefer not to. I don't want to be the face of it.
Oh, you don't need to be. A Confederacy of Deuces, the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel, A Confederacy of Deuces, was written by a man who died before it was put out, and his mother was the one that pushed the book forward after his death, and it won the Pulitzer Prize. And it's a tool.
Okay.
And so that's a common.
It's common.
Common.
I don't know how the rights work. So, I just want my cousin to get any money that would come from it so that she can have an opportunity at life, because he doesn't need it. But would I need to leave him the rights and then say the money, anything that would come of it, go to her?
If the royalties are going to her, but you in your will or whatever give him the right to publish it or promote it, and the proceeds can go to your cousin, surely. Yeah. You write in your will how you would like it to be, and have that legally, confirmed. Sure, you can do
it. You can write whatever you want. In your will.
So I would suggest that you give him the power of creative, of the creative aspects of the book, and the royalties can go. And you could say that the royalties could be shared. It's up to you. But I think you have a mystical connection with him. It's a spiritual bond. He's in entertainment. Yeah, it's probably an intricate and intimate connection that goes into the literary aspect, and that will give you some sense of satisfaction before you leave that things are set in their place. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And now I'm literally I've wrapped everything up, like everything. It's exactly like you had said when I spoken to you, you're wrapping things up, and now I feel like I kind of go to bed and I try to talk to my angels, and I've been doing a Powwow Buddhist meditation before I go to bed. I don't know if you've heard of that.
Mm-hmm.
The transfer of consciousness.
Yeah. And the transfer of consciousness will immediately travel with you into your astral realm. So you're preparing, people who are smart will prepare for the journey crossing over, because their astral body will be filled with that content. Yeah.
She should read our article on Twin Souls. You know, we wrote an article. We're writing a book, actually. Valeska, I don't know if you know that, but it's numerology and on Twin Souls. But there's an article on our Facebook, I think, and both of the Facebooks about Twin Souls. You probably would be interested in it, so you should check it out.
That's what my script is about, Twin Souls.
That's why I mentioned
it. No, I think I actually have read your article. Yeah, and they're not very intense, so they're not really always meant to be together.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's different schools of thought on that for sure. But good that you're moving forward with this, and setting your intentions and organizing everything, and it's good work.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate both of your help and insight.
You're
okay,
welcome, Valeska. Okay.
I just want to ask, so now I just lay down and kind of wait for guidance?
Well, absolutely. You can conduct your dialogue. I would suggest you conduct your dialogue before you go to bed each night and imprint it on the cosmic.
Everyone should.
Astral energy. We were just discussing this with a client. So absolutely, that's fair. That's fair and clean and actually of a transcendent nature. Now I lay me down to sleep, pray to the Lord, my soul to keep. This is a higher elevated energy of request that takes it to a higher consciousness. And leaving the planet isn't the worst thing you can do.
I'm so excited, to be free. I've had a lot of crows hanging outside my window, and I'm excited to be free-floating energy and be able to fly. I don't know. That sounds like the next thing for me, and it just sounds exciting. I'm excited.
Well, yeah. Maybe you'll encounter Vincent van Gogh. Who knows?
I would love it. I'd love to see whoever's gone and have some art talks.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Thank you so much.
Crows are mysterious birds. They're magical birds. They're deep in literature and folklore, and they're deep in mysticism. And sometimes they do gather in a mystical congregation in regards to a person's spirit and journey.
Yeah, they help you. They're in between worlds, which I feel like I am right now with these two eclipses. I'm kind of in between this world and the other.
Well, that's a reality in our sense of thinking, too.
Yeah,
so
I'm excited.
Natural,
I hope that they help
it's a natural
me.
Energy. It's a natural energy journey, encouraging it on a natural energy plateau. Life is life. But life doesn't end just because life ends, if you know what I mean.
Not at all.
It moves forward.
Not at all.
But there's no suggestion of us prompting you to do something rash. This is by all means a mystical conversation that includes just thought forms, not an action. We're never telling you to go kill yourself.
No, not at all. It just feels like my soul is going to just naturally do what it
when,
it just feels complete.
When it's ready, yes.
Yeah.
When it's ready, it will.
Yeah. This isn't me doing anything. It just feels, you feel when your natural completion is done.
Yeah.
You feel it in your soul.
Yeah, that's true. A lot of individuals are in that thought form, yeah.
Yeah. So it's been a great journey. I'm grateful to leave this legacy of writing behind, and grateful for everyone that crossed my path.
Well,
it's a good positive
now. It's on record.
Attitude. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
you heard it on the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Vanessa has proclaimed her stand right here on the show.
Okay.
All
and
right.
It's in the
Thank
annals of history
so
for everyone to review once her story is released, her show or whatever, play.
Yeah, we might even
movie.
See the movie.
Exactly.
We'll probably have to rent it because we don't get out much.
Right.
Yeah, I hope you do. I hope you do. You'll know.
All right, Valeska, we'll take care.
All right, you too. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
And week and month
Thank
and
you.
Year.
Bye-bye.
Okay,
Thank
bye.
You. Yeah, all of the above. Bye.
Yeah. Bye.
Yeah, I just want to say we promote life. We don't promote death. We promote life, but we also are wise enough to know how crossovers occur.
Yeah.
And when people feel they're ready, but we're not in any way advocating assisted suicide or anything like that. That is not what we're doing. We're discussing the dialogue of what it feels like to cross over and what the experiences are for different individuals. You can have a lively conversation about that and be a healthy living being that wants to be 100 years old. But when a person feels their time is up, sometimes it goes into a cosmic conversation about the soul that's different than saying, you know, go kill yourself.
Right, because
we would never say something like that.
And moreover, if someone's in a place where they're saying, you know, I want to leave the planet and I'm despondent and despairing, then they're in the physical realm. They're not in the cosmic realm.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
there's a difference.
You got to fill out your life. You got to live life to the fullest. But, you know, my own mother said, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to cross over. And I said, okay. You know, and helped her assist in that matter in terms of the last breath she took.
Right.
But there was no.
But she
was
also
no
very.
She was
terminally ill also.
Yeah,
so there's a difference.
Yeah, going at the end of
there's
the
a
life.
Difference. Okay, 415 area code. I believe this is Kate.
Yes, it is.
Hi, Kate. 922.
Hi, long time.
Hi. Yes, indeed. What's going on?
I just like to hear from you guys anything for 2018, anything. I don't have a super specific question unless you'd like one.
No, that's okay. But, you know, it's funny to speak. We were talking with the former caller about the gentleman she was inquiring about, born on 9/2, and you're 9/22, which is today.
Yeah, yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, so kind of the same type of thing going on here. I'm just doing some math and figuring out how old
I think
you are.
She's 50.
50. Yeah, 50.
Ooh.
51. So, well, can you tell us first, Kate, any new, since it's been a while, any new developments?
Yeah. Well, the work is the same. And
which is,
but
what are you doing events still?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But myself, personally, I feel different. Like, I think there's been a lot of personal growth, like emotionally and spiritually. I feel a lot grounded, a lot more stable and grounded, and things like sleeping and anxiety, those are all really dissipated. And I had a lot of family trips last year, and I think things are the best with my immediate family and my dad. I've been helping a lot, so I think kind of the outer things are not really that different, but kind of the foundational things have changed, have improved.
Okay, and well, I think that's a good thing, definitely.
Yeah.
And in the romance department, because I know that was something you were asking about.
It is still something. No, I think so. In general, socially and new friends are happening, but not yet on the romance part of it.
Okay. Well,
which I would like this year.
Well, here
she's what is it? 15 years beyond her 36.
Yeah.
So that's funny because it's her inverted fifth age. I mean, you're going to be 51 in September.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which is 15 years beyond your karmic number. So there's an energy there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's where you are, Kate, in your journey thus far. 922 is a 13 equals 4, and 67 is a 13 equals 4. And what you're saying is that balance. The 4 is balance, having a balance, having an equilibrium. And what you're saying is I'm establishing myself with a good sense of cosmic, intellectual, emotional balance. Well, that's apparent. That's what you're supposed to do on your journey. The 6 and 7 suggests the psychic energy, the visual energy, and all that creative stuff with spirituality. And you mentioned the two words in your conversation with us. So what you're saying in terms of your code is I'm experiencing balance within spirit and soul and almost physicality, because I'm on the physical plane with my family and whatnot. So I'm starting to feel stable. Now you're saying, Neil and Kristen, what is 2018? Well, you've already established by verbal commitment that you feel your code. You're feeling your code, Kate. And so what that means is that you should be able to move from the cosmic to the spiritual with some sense of, we were discussing this with Valeska, with some sense of concrete information. Now, you could do a journal. You could experience something with another human being where it goes into a collaboration of some intensity. There may be a couple of spots on the planet that you have to visit just to reconnect with your past lives. They don't have to be far, but there'll be natural elements.
Can I say New Orleans? Last week I came back from New Orleans, and I've had crazy dreams. I mean, there is definitely some. That was a weird trip.
You know what?
I had that happen
in Italy, actually, and being in a building that was an ancient building and bizarre dream. So definitely that can happen when you're traveling.
I had a terror. I went to New Orleans and I came back and bought a trumpet and talked like Louis Armstrong.
Wow! I wish
I had never been to New Orleans. Okay.
That's a land of magic, voodoo, black magic, cosmic, this, that, the other, Mardi Gras.
I've never been, but the food would like to experience there.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's a connection there that you're making in the web, the spider web of your energy with the, you know, pinnacle, with the vortex there, the hub, the energy of the spider web that sits in the middle of the intricacy of life that you capture, you know, the dream web and all that, that you have experienced some form of mystical connection to New Orleans. Now, there's going to be two other places that you might visit this year, and they'll be beside bodies of water.
And she lives beside bodies of water. I mean, you don't know that. She's in San Francisco, and then from Seattle. From Seattle,
always
Washington.
Water.
Then
you're
always
by water.
You have to go to a body of water that's immediately surrounded by land, meaning a lake.
Your bathtub, for instance.
The bathtub, you can put a little thing in there, but or not a man that you're not real impressed with. But, you know, a body of water that's like a lake. So here's our instruction. You find, I don't know where there's bodies of water in San Francisco that's like a lake. But
there's
you're going,
like, yeah, there's,
okay,
there's
Shasta. They say Mount Shasta is a very spiritual.
Oh, Mount Shasta
vortex.
Is a good one.
But that's north. I mean, that's going to be several.
Yeah,
hours.
I mean,
that's
it's fine. Drivable. It's drivable, yeah.
It's drivable. Go to Mount Shasta.
Tahoe.
Go to Mount Shasta. You're going to find, you should find a fossilized chip of something or a seashell. That's the expectation. Not just common sense, but that's the expectation. And you'll find that. And it's going to connect you to an Indian energy. Now, there is a lot of Indian energy in New Orleans, too. You know, there's a lot of that connection there. But I think that part of a big chunk of your soul's journey was an American Indian. That's just what I'm getting. So there's going to be a fossilized, there's going to be a seashell. Now, back, you know, for an archaeologist, that could be a tool, that could be a weapon, that could be pottery, that could be something. But you're going to find that, and from there, you're going to have another mystical dream.
Mm.
But in regard to all this, I also would encourage you to keep or write a different kind of journal. Even if you're doing one now, you got
to
switch gears.
Expand it to a different level.
Which is what kind of style, or how do you expand?
A journey. Not, this is the wrong kind of journal. Today I went to the store.
Maybe,
I had a good time. A mystical journey.
Dream journal. Meditation journal.
Okay. Got
what
it.
Kind of mystical
okay.
things do I find while I'm walking on the planet? What are my thoughts?
Mm. Okay.
You know, not what movie you saw and what grade you gave it, but what cosmic dream you had while you were living on the planet. Keep it for yourself.
Okay, Kate. Well, hopefully that helped.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay. It's always nice to hear from you guys. Thanks for everything.
Yes, you're welcome. And thanks for checking in. Let us know what lakes you go to. Gosh, you've got so many in your area. North, you've got Berryessa, Sonoma, Mendocino. She can
also
an hour.
The other thing I'd suggest you do, last of all, is read The Taming of the Shrew.
Hmm.
Taming of the Shrew.
Because
really?
The name Kate. Kate.
Oh.
Yeah, oh,
yeah. Kate was turned into a musical, but Kate, Taming of the Shrew, Shakespeare. Read it through.
Okay.
And journal about it.
Yeah, journal about it.
Yeah.
It was also a movie with Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton.
Yeah, I'll look for that too.
Okay, Kate. Good luck.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye. 916. Hi.
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 I just want to say I love your story, by the way, of you two and everything that I've read. Yeah. So my name is Christina.
Oh, Christina. Christina with a C, H, or?
With a K.
With a K. Okay. Like.
Yes.
Okay, like my
Thank
name
you
was
for
an
asking.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm actually in Northern California near Folsom Lake, which is a lake with a body of water around it as well.
Yeah.
I've recently. Yeah. I've also, about a year ago, went to Mount Shasta, and that is an incredible place. Yeah.
Interesting. That's funny.
It
the
is.
Colors
this
all
weekend,
tie in with each other.
Yeah, this weekend, in fact, I was supposed to be flying to Sedona. So it just got postponed. But so I guess my question is, it might be kind of a loaded question or longer than, you know, time allots for, but I'm, I guess, wanting to understand a little bit of like my past karmic life and how that may be affecting me today and what I can do with it.
To maybe heal. Great question. I mean, all questions are good, so I don't really want to single anyone out for having a better question than someone else. But it's a deep question, so that's nice. First, what we want to do, Christina, is get your birth date. Birth date.
It is 6677.
6677. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're 36.9, right? And that's the same as our former caller.
I kind of heard that too, a little.
Yeah. So first, let's just do a little. Is that
13?
She's 40. She's 40. So four years ago, when you were 36 years old, there should have been a change in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
What happened at that time?
A lot. I went through a divorce in 2010, and then in 2013, I just had a lot of challenges with career. Lost houses, lost cars, just really struggled in 2013. 2014 started becoming a better year, and I got a little bit more stable in job and career.
Okay, so that is what happened, and So you.
Well, what's going to happen? You know, your master number is 9, so your next big change is at 45. But let's not go there yet. What your journey is about is a coupling of spirituality. So in some form, you have to couple yourself with a spiritual, mystical element. Now, that could be in the form of a partner. That could be in the form of you, your physical body connecting to your mystical body and coming to some form of agreement about the walk on the planet in contrast to the physical walk and the spiritual walk. You've already expressed that you've had physical struggle. And at the time of your karmic turnover, you were struggling physically in your career and doing a lot of physical struggle. That's because in your karmic situation, you had a lot of physical karma to deal with on the planet. Probably a lot of things on the planet that you did in a past life that caused physical commotion. So you have trouble in relationship, you have trouble in career. But what happens in this lifetime, Christina, is that you move in from that zone, you get to carry your soul into a journey on the planet that becomes more mystical than physical. So there's something that's going to uplift you. It could be something that you might experience. It could be something that you might write. Nines have a certain durability to move into different adaptable areas. So might happen, and two, nines have a strange connection with children. There sometimes there's a strange, weirdness with children. Do you have any connection with children currently?
I do. I have 3 of them. And I feel like I relate to my children differently than most people do. I also recently got certified in Reiki, and I do feel like that maybe a little bit of what you're talking about could be that. I'm not sure.
So that's what's happening. So we would suggest that, you see, the Reiki is a spiritual energy. So we would suggest that you you create some kind of literal Reiki children's book that has to do with simple text along with illustrations that demonstrates the aspect of Reiki with children in terms of the mystical presentation of what would be called a picture book.
Do you practice Reiki on your children, Christina?
I have started, yes. And my daughter is, they all feel different sensations and stuff too. So I'm still kind of very early in that. But my daughter is, I believe that she has a lot of psychic qualities and tendencies about her.
What's her birth date, out of curiosity?
5/15/07.
2007.
And it's interesting because just last night I was telling her I registered a domain name, healing via Reiki. And she was like, Mom, I need to be a part of this with you. I need to be part of your business. And I'm just like,
interesting.
It's interesting that you say that.
Well, we had a caller on I think it was our last show, and this woman actually has a business that where she treats animals with Reiki. So there's all kinds of different applications for healing work. So it's kind of funny that we're getting these calls kind of back to back in terms of the episodes.
You know, I don't know if you're into it, but you could create a simple picture book where you do simple text with illustrations regarding a mystical children's book regarding the laying on the hand energy of the body with children. You could turn it into kind of a little fantasy. You could have your daughter help collaborate with you on it. And you could even get somebody to illustrate it if neither of you are talented. But that might be a journey that would
an illustration.
Yeah.
But
she's better than I am.
She's better than you are.
That
would be kind of fun. The daughter illustrating the children's book, and then you writing it.
The daughter illustrating the children's book, and it's okay if it's a children done, with a children's hand. It would be a delightful kind of new approach. Okay. You probably would get a lot of parents buying that book because it's a collaboration between mother and daughter. The daughter's drawings, the mother's text, and knowledge of Reiki, and putting it into a book form with a little bit of a plot, and you could have you two would be go on the talk shows and.
I just got chills as you were talking and describing that. Like that started like at my neck and like went all the way down to like my feet. Like so.
Well, you're in Northern California. You should close the window.
Actually,
it's warm here.
It's warm.
Yeah, it really is. It really is unusually warm.
That's the attachment of knowledge to your soul, because it's probably we're wiring the energies together to validate what part of your journey.
So it's interesting. She has three children, and your month and day, Christina, 6 and 6 actually become a 12-3, which is, probably a karmic situation with the kids that you brought into your life. So you have three kids, and that's the sum of the reduced sum of your month and day, 3.
Okay.
Which is the karmic energy. So
I've always told them that I think they chose me, but I'm not sure why.
Well, they chose you because they had to come through the planet through you.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's a connection.
There's a karmic connection.
So you might have all been sisters at one time.
You might have
all been four kids.
So the other birth dates real quick?
11-17-01 and 9-29-08.
Oh, wow. A lot of 11s because you're 515 and you're first daughter's birth date is an 11, then you've got the 11, and then the 929 are both 11s. Another 92. That's funny. Today is the 2nd. I mean, the 9th of February. So 5, 6.
Oh, another 11.
Yeah, and it's the 92, the reflection, 29. And we had two other callers. I don't know if you're listening.
Yeah,
that have that energy and are calling on today's date, 7, 8, 9, 10. Did you add that up already?
Yeah.
11, 12, 13, 4, and 9, 10, 11. What is the 2008 one? I haven't added that up.
30 equals 3.
So together, 7, 8, 9, they become her karmic number. I mean, her master number. 2, 4, and 3. So your children's master numbers, is that right? Add up to her, add up to your master number. They all become a 9, which is.
Wow.
Very interesting. Did you get that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So definite, strong connection, strong karmic connection with your children.
You were all probably
sisters,
you were siblings.
Oh,
and then
really?
You were chosen to become the mother.
Huh. Okay. Well, one time my daughter a couple of years ago just randomly said, Mom, I think you and I used to live in the Victorian ages. And
really?
I think we were sisters or something like that. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I take it, but she said that. So.
Wow. That's pretty perceptive of her. I mean, that's a gift.
Yeah.
So encouraged.
She says some very interesting things. I've always listened to her. So, I think that, what you guys are telling me based on just what yesterday happened, last night even, that's really cool. Now,
she's going to be 11. That the 2007 daughter?
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about? She's going to be 11, so 11 again.
One pinpoint of information. When aviation first started and the planes were like, early in the aviation, you lived in a time when there was the little two-seat planes. And I don't know in this lifetime that there was a connection with planes with you, if it carried over, but
anybody,
you had it in a past life.
Anybody that's a pilot that you know?
No.
Nothing?
Mm-mm, not currently,
well,
no.
There's something about plane or aviation. So, maybe in the book you could talk about flight a little bit, because Reiki has also the flight of the hands over the body. So imagine the hands are planes and the body is the land. And Reiki is the communication between flight and land. Something's going on, and something's going on with, because I see you coming out of a plane and uncorking a bottle of champagne. It's like one of the old movies, and you're laughing at the camera. Something back then in the 20s.
Well, I loved the story of Amelia Earhart.
I was thinking of Amelia Earhart.
And you love that story.
So there's a connection there.
Yeah, it was during those days.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, Christina. Okay. We have to move on to our
Perfect.
Next caller. But
oh, thank you so much. It
enjoyable.
Was very helpful and very enjoyable. And I'll let you guys know as we progress, because I think this is a very good piece of advice and evidence that I need to look into.
Yeah. Move forward. Let us
thank
know how
you.
Things progress.
I will. Okay. Well, thank you
All
so
right.
much.
Thank
okay.
you so much.
Bye now.
Bye. And Christina can follow us on Facebook and here on Blog Talk Radio. Those accounts are linked under our Blog Talk Radio profile. It's funny, I was thinking of Amelia Earhart, and then she said it.
Really?
Yeah, I really was. I was going to say Amelia Earhart, but I didn't. Okay. 201. Hello. 201. Can you hear
Hi,
us?
Hi, Christian. I was just listening.
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
All right. So...
How much time do we have left?
We have 8 minutes.
8 minutes. You know, the idea of the journey of mysticism, I think, within the physical plane is an interesting one.
Well, and it's actually kind of the theme of, you know, what we've discussed with callers today.
Yeah. Yeah, it lifts people out of the doldrums. I think if you experience life on a mystical plane, and you start to use your physical body to follow that path, who knows? You know, the Little Prince is a perfect example. Could talk about single planes. He was a pilot. The author. I think we really. It's not that it's. It hasn't been. There's a history of mysticism within reality. But I think in terms of where we are today, we're entering a very scientific world where robots are taking over, yeah. where the future is becoming immediately available to us, where we're seeing things. I mean, 2001 is outdated. 1984 is outdated. But yet we're in a world where it's all becoming compressed and everything can be put on a chip. And the whole world can be put on the screen immediately, and we can see everything activated as though it's almost as though the third eye has become an external energy, and it's facing us and looking at us.
Right, which is not exactly a wonderful thing, I don't think, in terms of the advancement of technology.
It's scary. It can be scary, and it can be authoritative and all that kind of thing, controlling. I think there's enough literature to suggest that we might be entering an age where, as human beings, we lose the ability to be fully human, and it's kind of scary at that.
Right,
notion.
When we have these humanoid robots that are, I mean.
So that's why the physicality of human beings is turning more into a mysticism, because what all the scientific world can't do in their electronic and metal production is put the soul in the energy. You can say the ghost in the machine. You could say that they could, robots might be able to shed tears and show emotion.
Right, but it's
but
manufactured.
The reality, the organic, they don't have a soul. And the soul is a dialogue. It's an information piece of a journey. That no machine, no scientific discovery can put into that the cosmic journey of the soul. That's different. So as we as human beings, you know, that's the how we inhabit and almost hibernate into our soul energy to discover different secrets that we have as human beings that no society, no totalitarian government, no scientific discovery can take away our soul. So the more that we express our soul and our spirit in journey, and we put that on the physical stage of the earth, the more that we can fully express ourselves as human beings. So I think that a lot of our show right now is opening up that verbal chapter to make it concrete and observable that we are human beings, we're unique, and we have a lot to offer in terms of connecting ourselves to the cosmic experience.
And hopefully that will counterbalance some of this technology that's competing with.
I think so, because we can't stop progress, nor should we. It's evolving out of the mind. So how can we negate discovery on a scientific level? We can't.
Right, no, I don't think that's the point. I mean, not negating discovery, but... You know, definitely having the human element
element
beyond the mind,
Well,
beyond the
mind. It's weird. You know, brave new world. Brave new world. The adjectives congregate around the noun. You have to be brave and you're new, but you don't have to lose your humanity. And the whole aspect of it is that we don't need to resort to drugs. We don't need to resort to any kind of psychedelics. We have within ourselves the pineal gland. We have within ourselves the sacred third eye. And that third eye transcends anything that a physical conduction can put upon ourselves or put upon our souls. So the one thing that you can't steal, no person can take away a person's soul. They can trample on it. They can oppress it. But the soul is important. And that's where that the cultural soul of different ethnic groups, you can't take away the soul. And that's what's sacred. And I think that's what the promotion is on a world basis, that we take this collective idea of what the soul is to any given person and put it into a big assemblage of information that tells us how vast the human soul is. And that transcends differences, that transcends oppression, that takes us into a cosmic element that is congenial and consensual to the
congenial and consensual
to the experience of existence, itself. So it seems kind of exciting if you go into that realm. The challenge of going into a scientific element or a political element that seems to be the antithesis of humanity can also be accommodated by the idea of how do we promote humanity in a new modernized electronic world
age
that is full of data and circuits and in cyberspace and all that kind of stuff. But there is a possibility to keep the human being in the machine of our world situation.
Okay, so we're out of time, Neil, and we are back on the air on Wednesday, which is Valentine's Day. We're actually going to do a show that day, and we hope you join us then. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.